During the broadcast day on WSGW, for many years, you know that WSGW was the home of the Rush Limbaugh radio show, and a show that obviously had a very sad announcement that had to be made yesterday. It was expected at some point, we knew, that the announcement would come of the passing of Rush, as he was dealing for just over a year. That had been from his official announcement of being diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer.
Yeah, well, it got to be about 12 days since he'd been on his show. We knew things couldn't be good, and unfortunately, it came to pass.
For those that did not hear how his show started yesterday, we thought we would take this time to provide that official announcement, as his show opened with his regular music theme. But instead of the voice of Rush or a guest host that was originally scheduled, it was his wife who came forth to provide the update and the official announcement.
And that caught a lot of attention. When people heard her voice, they knew.
They did. They did. And, of course, word started to spread then of Rush's death. So for those who did not have a chance to hear it, as I said, it runs about 5 minutes or so, that Catherine Limbaugh spoke as the Rush Limbaugh Show started yesterday.
I know that I am most certainly not the Limbaugh that you tuned in to listen to today. I, like you, very much wish Rush was behind this golden microphone right now, welcoming you to another exceptional 3 hours of broadcasting. For over 32 years, Rush has cherished you, his loyal audience, and always look forward to every single show. It is with profound sadness I must share with you directly that our beloved Rush, my wonderful husband, passed away this morning due to complications from lung cancer. As so many of you know, losing a loved one is terribly difficult. Even more so when that loved one is larger than life. Rush will forever be the greatest of all time. Rush was an extraordinary man, a gentle giant, brilliant, quick-witted, genuinely kind, extremely generous, passionate, courageous, and the hardest working person I know. Despite being one of the most recognized, powerful people in the world, Rush never let the success change his core or beliefs. He was polite and respectful to everyone he met. Even most recently, when he was not feeling well in the hospital, he was so appreciative to every single doctor and nurse and custodian and first responder. He never wanted to put anyone out and always thanked them profusely for their help. From today on, there will be a tremendous void in our lives and, of course, on the radio. Rush loved our miraculous country beyond measure. An unwavering patriot. He loved our United States military, our flag, our Constitution, our founding fathers. He proudly fought and defended conservative values in a way that no one else can. Rush often stood up and took arrows on his own because he knew it was the right thing to do. Rush encouraged so many of us to think for ourselves, to learn, and to lead. He often said it did not matter where you started or what you look like. As Americans, we all have endless opportunities like nowhere else in the world. Rush gave us hope that through hard work and determination, we can overcome the obstacles in our lives and be our best. Many of you started small businesses or pursued personal dreams because Rush gave you the faith that you could. He made the most complex issues simple to understand, while making that level of genius look easy. It most certainly was anything but easy. Irreplaceable, remarkable talent. On behalf of the Limbaugh family, I would personally like to thank each and every one of you who prayed for Rush and inspired him to keep going. You rallied around Rush and lifted him up when he needed you the most. I am certain, without a shadow of a doubt, if he could be here today, he would be. He loved you, and he loved this radio program with every part of his being. Instead, we know our Rush is in heaven, encouraging us in the same way he always did on earth. Rush's love for our country and belief that our best days are ahead live on eternally. In Rush's honor, may we all continue Rush's mission in our individual lives and communities. I know all of you listening are terribly sad. We all are. I'm terribly sorry to have to deliver this news to you. God bless you, Rush, and God bless our country.
The start to the Rush Limbaugh Show from yesterday, Wednesday, February 17th, the announcement delivered by his wife, Catherine Limbaugh.
Took a lot of strength and composure to do that, mm-hmm. And very well inspired writing, you might say.
We will post that for you on the Morning Team page at WSJW.com if you'd like to hear it again, or maybe you know somebody else who might want to hear it and had not had a chance to. That will be up for you by 7 o'clock. We'll have a podcast segment of that for you. We understand the next couple of days on the Rush Limbaugh Show, the Rush Limbaugh folks will continue what they're calling the Limbaugh legacy of clips of his show. Art Lewis today, after he has a interview during his 9 o'clock show, he'll dedicate the rest of his show to talk about Rush Limbaugh for many years, part of the WSW programming lineup.